Is there a must-win in England? Is there a must-win in six games or seven games?
Well, I think that, Mark, every game that you play, you go into it with a must-win attitude. It's the most important game because it's the next one. And we definitely need to play much better football than what we've played the last 4 weeks.
Smitty, with the injuries you got on the offensive line, how is it to constantly adjust and try and recalibrate going into this game, having to go into your third center?
Well, we've unfortunately had a number of injuries and especially hard hit in the offensive line. This is part of the NFL, and you have to deal with it. And I think we've done a good job. We've had depth early in the season. I think we've gone through it at this point in time. So it's gonna be very important for us as coaches to get some guys up to speed very quickly, because there's some guys that have the opportunity to possibly play that haven't been with us for very long.
Coach, a couple of his teammates described James Stone as cerebral and very heady, kind of beyond his years mentally. Do you notice those same traits in him?
I think James is a very good young football player that understands the game. To come in and play the center position as a rookie, he impressed us early on with his ability to identify fronts and change protections. He is a intelligent young guy. He just doesn't have any experience.
Mike, Harry Douglas, was he able to go today, and do you think he's coming close to being able to play someday?
Harry will do a rehab run today during practice, and we'll see how he gets through that, and then we'll make a determination and hopefully get him out participating in practice. But right now, both he and Jonathan Babineau will not participate in practice today.
I know you've done some Scottish tours in the summer, that sort of thing, so I guess you're more familiar with most of your players with the 5-hour time difference. Are you struggling with it at all now, or have you done anything to acclimate yourself?
Well, I think that we put a plan in place with our players and talked to them about a strategy to get acclimated as quickly as possible. I think it started on Monday morning when we arrived. We went and did we got right off the plane and went and did a play 60 appearance at a local school. Got the guys moving around, and then we wanted them to stay up as long as they possibly could that first day. And then we've got some strategies that we want like for them to do when they get up early in the morning. Try to open the windows, get the sunlight in. And again, this is something that our athletic performance guys presented before we left. So I think it's worked well. I personally feel very acclimated. Of course, I've done this a few times.
With talk about maybe being a permanent franchise team over here, how difficult would it be to do that sort of thing throughout the season if there was a team based?
Again, I think that there's some logistical things that have to be worked out and scheduling, but I know that the league office has looked at it in many different ways, and I know it's something that that is often talked about. And again, I don't know exactly how they would do it logistically, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. And, you know, London and the UK are becoming very good football fans and understanding it, and I think it's something that the NFL is definitely looking at.
Coach, with Calvin Johnson looking to go on Sunday, how does he change the way you prepare?
Well, Calvin Johnson is obviously one of the top receivers in the NFL. He's a big, strong, and fast player that creates matchup issues. And again, you've got to know where he is and know where he's going to align when he's playing, and you've got to put the resources into trying to take him out of the game. You're never going to totally take him out of the game, but you're going to have to put more resources, because if you don't, he's going to make his plays. He's a guy that you've got to always know where he's lined up on the field. And
that being said, Golden Tate looks like he, in Johnson's absence, has become a weapon for them as well. Obviously, some of you got to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Golden has come in from Seattle, and he's a very tough receiver. He plays, he plays with a lot of physicality, and he does a very nice job. And he's kind of taken that role over the last few weeks when Calvin hasn't been in the lineup. And if Calvin doesn't play, then our focus would definitely have to go to Golden Tate.
Mike, is this a game, considering the struggles on defense that you've had, that perhaps in hindsight you'd rather have back in Atlanta rather than kind of more
We always like to play in the dome. If we could schedule all 16 of them, we would do it. That's not possible. We have to play the games that and how they're scheduled. We're looking forward to the opportunity to play Detroit here at Wembley. So obviously it's our home game, so hopefully we're going to have some fans cheering for us. Well, we have kind of regressed offensively over the last couple of weeks. We haven't played up to the level. We haven't been able to protect our quarterback like we would like to. We've got to do some things differently, obviously, than what we've done the last 3 weeks. And it's going to be very important for us to get off to a fast start and gain some confidence, because this is a very good Detroit Lions defense. Their markers, their numbers are at the top of the league in what we consider the most important defensive statistics, and most of them are in the top three. I have not. We'll be loading the buses and heading over. We had a group that came in early and has toured it, but I understand it's a beautiful facility, and I'm looking forward to seeing it firsthand.
What's the biggest challenge for the team? What have you played this game so far?
Well, I think that the adjustment and the time change has been the biggest challenge. But really, once we arrived here, our players were off yesterday. Our logistics people have done a great job. The people here at the Grove have helped us immensely. We've got offices, meeting rooms set up, so we have been able to do everything like we would do it there at Flowery Branch. We've had the walkthrough, which we just had to walk outside of our rooms, and the only difference is that we'll be busing over to the Arsenal and their training facility. So it's been good so far. Again, for us as coaches, we've been to the airport, we've been to a elementary school, and we've been here to the to the Grove. I just found out we have a beach here at the Grove as I walked over to the to this wonderful building that we have here. We need to be focused, and that's the thing. We're here to play a football game, and that's the most important thing. And we've gone through our preliminary game planning like we would normally do as a coaching staff. We installed this morning. The assistant coaches are installing right now, so we want to keep it as close as we possibly can to a regular week, and that's why we came over so early.
Coach, you've struggled to get the ball downfield a lot against Baltimore, apart from on that one touchdown drive. What happened differently on that touchdown drive, and how did you get back to more of those drives coming into this week?
Well, we made some plays. Our third down efficiency has not been what it needs to be. On that drive, we were able to convert on third down. When you convert on third down, you're going to have more offensive snaps. The thing that we have to do is we have to make the plays when the plays are presented to us. And there's going to be opportunities, and it's such a fine line in terms of making the play or not making the play. I thought our protection held up a little bit better. We made some adjustments at halftime in terms of what we wanted to do protection-wise, and we were able to move the ball that one drive. We had many opportunities in that game early on, and we weren't able to capitalize on them.
Defensively, though, you managed to get some pressure on Joe Flacco quite a lot. Do you anticipate some more of that this weekend?
I certainly hope so. I think that our defensive front has put more pressure over the last two last 2 weeks than we have all season long. So we anticipate that we will continue to grow as a team that can put pressure on the quarterback. Even though we only had one sack in the ball game against the Ravens, we did feel like we moved them off the spot. We did force two turnovers in the ball game on the defensive side, and that was improvement from the earlier games.
And looking back to the Tampa Bay game in particular, do you ever sort of go through with the players and watch that Tampa Bay game and say, look, this is how it should be done?
You're always reviewing game film, but we don't specifically go back to the Tampa Bay game. There are some plays that were played in the game that were done extremely well. Our focus right now is on the Atlanta Falcons, first and foremost, for us to get better, and secondly is for us to put a plan together that puts our players in the best position to succeed against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. And they got a really good football team. They're leading their division at 5-2, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, and it's going to be a big challenge for our guys this week.
I think you've already answered this, but have you done any fun since you've been there, other than go to the beach?
Well, I have done my normal Monday and Tuesday. I guess the fun thing that we did is we got to spend some time with some kids with the Play 60 event, and it was fun to watch some of their touchdown dances. I'd say that was probably the most fun that I've had since I've been here, because we got back on the bus and headed here to the Grove and have not left. Basically hallway, meeting room, sleeping room.
Some of your guys went into town last night. Were you at all concerned about that?
No, Tuesday is our day off. Our players have their day off, and we anticipated that guys were going to go in town and spend some time there. But they are very focused today, and I think the rest of this week. This is not any different week than what we would normally have on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think we have an event on Saturday that's a little bit different, that we'll be spending time with some of the fans, stopping by for 30 or 45 minutes before we check into our downtown hotel there at Wembley Stadium.
Coach, a lot of fans in the UK would say hard on us before the season. One of the things you really talked about was having tough focus if you want to see a lot of toughness. At 2-5, do you think you've seen that toughness so far this season?
We've not played the type of football that we're capable of playing. We haven't coached the type of football that we're capable of coaching. This is a business that you're judged on your wins and losses. We felt like that we had to become a more physical football team, and we have made moves in the offseason to do that. And right now, it has not translated into the wins that we had anticipated. Well, I think our division is wide open. As poorly as we feel like we have played, and inconsistently as we have played, we are right in the thick of the division race, and it's going to be critical for us to get a win this week and stay in the race. This is something I think that's going to go down to the wire. It's very bunched. There's a two-game difference between first and last place, and there's a lot of football to be played over the next 9 weeks.
Given how Amazon Slates did last year, how you didn't get to the NFC Championship there, you feel surprised at all that everyone in that division is struggling? How was it?
I'd say that the statistics show right now that this division is having difficult time winning against teams outside of their division. I think that's an obvious statement. I do believe that, like every year, it's going to be very competitive. The team that starts playing consistently and more efficiently is going to be the team that wins our division. And I really believe this. It's going to go down to the last couple weeks of the season. And at this point in time, every team is still in the race, and I don't know that that's the case in every division in the NFL right now.
Do you
you think Alton Lane could win it?
Excuse me?
Do you think Alton Lane could win it?
I'm not one about making predictions. I know this, the team that wins the most games is going to win it, and all of us are striving to do the same thing, and that's what this season is all about. You play the regular season to go to the second season, and the second season, the easiest way to get into the second season is to win your division, and really it doesn't matter what your record is, it's just a matter of whether you win the division or not, because you get an opportunity to play in the playoffs.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, guys.